This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, a brush fire has erupted in the Pacific Palisades near L.A. Santa Ana winds fueling those flames and forcing evacuations. ABC's Alex Stone is in Glendale.
We're talking winds potentially of 100 miles an hour. That this is about as severe as the winds are we're ever going to see here in Southern California. This is about life safety right now. This is about getting engines in there, saving lives of those who have been trapped. We've been getting reports of people who are trapped in their homes and needing rescue and firefighters having to go in. There was even an LAPD officer who was trapped, surrounded by fire, and they had to send in a rescue helicopter to look for that LAPD officer.
Ceremonies honoring former President Jimmy Carter shifted from Atlanta to Washington, D.C. today. His casket lying in state at the U.S. Capitol until Thursday's funeral. A judge today rejected a motion by Donald Trump's attorneys to delay sentencing hearing in the hush money trial. A hearing is set for this Friday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A student at Meadowview Middle School in Sparta is suspected to be the target of a harassment and swatting campaign. Sparta police said that a threatening social media post showing a gun was from a fake account impersonating a 13-year-old in the school and that the gun in the post was a toy. A 14-year-old is being referred for charges of identity theft, swatting, and terroristic threats for creating the post. People are reminded to use Speak Up, Speak Out to report any tips on school threats to law enforcement at 1-800-MY-SUSO-1. The FBI and U.S. Marshals are now helping in the search for a man accused of killing two children and an adult in New Lisbon last Monday. 47-year-old Virgil Thieu is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. Thieu is accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba, as well as a 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl. According to New Lisbon police, Thieu's last known vehicle has been found. Thieu is the lone suspect in the triple homicide investigation. If anyone sees him, they should call 911. A study on PFAS in wastewater shows an increase in the so-called forever chemicals, a concerning trend as nearly half of all drinking water in the U.S. is contaminated with PFAS. Scientists said that some of the factors for the increase include use of the chemicals in medication and the effects of drought on local water systems. Without natural water to dilute chemicals in wastewater, PFAS concentrations can be higher. The study was published yesterday in the National Academy of Sciences. Today is the deadline for anyone looking to get on the ballot for the spring election. Candidates need to file their declaration of candidacy, campaign finance forms, proof of residency, and signatures by 5 p.m. today in order to appear on the ballot. Anyone who misses the deadline can still run as a registered write-in for office by filing before noon on March 28th, the Friday before the spring election. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th, with the spring election happening on April 1st.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors, 128-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers:
he didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Decreasing clouds tonight, another chilly night with lows around 6 above. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs only in the upper teens, and then a bit milder on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, high temperatures right around 25. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project return to the show after a vacation break. We'll catch up with them. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. I had a weird thing there, Conrad, because last night I did the show standing up and I felt like a new man. It felt kind of cool, but I don't think I can do that here. But I almost went way down for the mic. It was I had a weird first moment there.
Okay. Good start to the show.
Can I lift this? Do you think I might want to try that again? I've never stood and done the show.
The way the camera is pointing, it'd just be your midsection.
Listen, my belly button is my best feature. I don't know if this is appropriate to say on the air, but all right. Okay, awkward start. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday. Newman once said in Seinfeld, Tuesday has no feel. Monday has a feel. Friday has a feel. Kramer said, I feel Tuesdays and Wednesdays. At which point Jerry said, all right, shut up, the both of you. Tuesday has a feel. It's not great. I don't know.
Tuesday, to me, Tuesday has no feel.
Yeah, all the more reason to welcome our listeners. And it's good that you're here because if you feel the same way, we're going to try to give Tuesday a feel. We talked about this before the holidays. We've got to define Tuesday. In fact, maybe moving forward, we should do some kind of, you know, like in the bar business, they have Taco Tuesday. We can have some kind of fun feature every Tuesday night to get people out of the Tuesday doldrums. Because honest to God, when it comes to Mondays, people complain about Mondays or they say, oh, case of the Mondays, like they did in the movie Office Space. Rainy days and Mondays get me down. Secretly, I think people don't mind Mondays. I think sometimes they're glad the weekend is over. You know, you got a hectic household or whatever. You get back to the structure of your week. And then by Tuesday, you already realize, oh, this sucks. I wish it was the weekend again. It's a vicious cycle. So maybe what we should do, Conrad, is moving forward, get something on Tuesday nights. We've got the popcorn pick of the week on Thursday. Bar Band Friday is Friday. We've got a new sponsor, Norm, from Appleton Cigar is going to be joining. And I think our question of the night will be, or help us light the night. We're going to come up with a cool thing for Appleton Cigar to be part of the show, a jingle or whatever. So we need something for Tuesday. So we should think about that. Let's take a memo that we'll put a pin in that and come back to it.
I got three memos for 2025 so far.
Oh dear, do we have that much paper? We just had a meeting, and we got to watch our pennies. That's all I'm saying. You know, because you and I, when we take memos, that comes out of our own pocket. We can write it on civic media paper, but we're the one.
Hey, what if we just write all the memos right on our arms?
Yeah, we could do that. Here's the other thing we could do. We put the question of the night out there. What memo would you like to see Conrad take?
Now, that's great. I'll have a notebook full of memos.
Of memos from listeners. I think that's brilliant.
I think we make that question of the night every night.
That's our Taco Tuesday. It is, despite all the silliness at the top of the show here, folks, it is great to have you with us. We hope you can leave the stress of the day behind. That's why we're here. That's why Nightlight exists. We have to ease into the evening. It's just after 6 p.m. here in Wisconsin, so wherever you're joining us from, welcome. But we hope we can take you into the next part of your evening and let you forget about work or politics or, you know, whatever's going on at home that might be stressing you out. It's good to have you here, and hopefully we'll have a few laughs and talk about show business and have a great time. We have a fun show tonight. We did have a cancellation. Our buddy Bob Dennis, who has been on the show 2 or 3 times. I always like talking about the mob with Bob. He's kind of a mob expert, and he's a fascinating guy to talk to. And I was excited because he's done all these urban myth and legend stories on various podcasts, and I wanted to talk to Bob about that tonight. Well, Bob had a family emergency. We're thinking of you, Bob. We hope to have you back soon, and we hope everything's okay. Bob is okay, but I think he had an issue with an extended family member that hopefully is getting worked out. But Bob is a pal, and he referred us to someone named Tim Dennis. Now, I'm a little suspicious there might be nepotism here, given the last name. I don't know that they're related. We'll get to the bottom of this. But Tim hosts a podcast, too.
Yep.
Tell us about the podcast. What do you know about Tim's podcast, Conrad?
It's dark.
Darkness. Yeah. He talks about ghosts and monsters and urban legends. Now, we just talked about this a couple weeks ago with Todd Michaels. But, you know, given the circumstances, we had a guest fallout. We're going to welcome Tim. And I want to hear what Tim has to say about this stuff. I thought this was interesting. On his website, he said there's a mystery on the edge of every town. So we'll be talking about stuff like that at 6:35 as we welcome our new friend Tim Dennis to Nightlight. It'll be good to have Tim. And then at 7:35, from Comedy Sports, head coach Mike Kauth joins the show at 7:35. Mike's been on a couple times before. He is a lot of fun. And he is, I love how they do that. It's improv, it's comedy, but they have the sports angle. So Mike is a head coach and a very accomplished improviser too. So we'll talk to Mike at 7:35. And we do have, okay. So as you know, Conrad and I have gone back and forth. I, as a native Chicagoan, where I spent the first part of my childhood, I was raised a Bear fan. It's a disease I could not kick because I, you know, that's how it is. When you are born and raised somewhere where you have a hero, you don't just forget that. But I'm a long-suffering Bears fan. And, you know, the Packers have had bragging rights over the Bears for years now. And you guys have had a run with two great quarterbacks, one pretty darn good quarterback right now who seems like he's on that path. And the Bears somehow managed to edge out a win. You know what was funny is I saw on social media so many Packer fans irate.
Oh yeah,
on the internet, and it's like
I was kind of embarrassed actually.
It's so strange. It's like, did you honestly think this winning streak, eventually, even accidentally, your team is going to lose on a streak like that? And you know, it's not like your kicker missed a chip shot. I mean,
yeah.
They came down, say what you want. Caleb Williams made a great throw. The kick barely made it. But it's not like the Packers completely whiffed. I mean, they just lost, and it happens in pro sports.
Yep.
So the Packers are headed to the playoffs. And I truly think, despite their record in the NFC North, they were 1-5, which isn't great.
Nope.
But they can beat anybody. I really believe that about this team. They can beat anybody on a given night. Now, they have to be healthy, but the Philadelphia Eagles are not healthy either, right?
Well, the last thing I saw was Jalen Hurts is still in concussion protocol. So, right. Which is not great, but I mean, their backup quarterback has been playing good too, and it's right. It's not even their backup, it's their third string.
Who is
Tanner
it?
Tanner McGee?
Never heard of him. Next.
I don't even think he threw interception since Hurts taken, yeah.
Really?
He's okay. Thrown like 5 touchdowns, I think, in 2 boy. Games.
Okay. So, yeah, that's tough. I mean, so the Packers have to go there. We'll see what happens. However, I think, to me, and even though the Bears are my first team in the NFL, I love, like, winter goes so much faster in Northeast Wisconsin as long as the Packers are alive. There's, like, something, you know, people are talking about. There's a buzz. So the Packers have inspired tonight's question. So we are ready for our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who will be the next Wisconsin sports team to win a championship? I know Packer fans, I know you're not like overly confident about the Packers' chances in the playoffs. And I get that. But they're in the playoffs. Anything can happen. They won a Super Bowl. Didn't they win a Super Bowl? Weren't they a wild card when they won their last Super Bowl?
It's actually crazy. They're in the same spot as they were now.
Correct.
And they faced the Eagles the first round.
Is that right? And Jordan, Aaron Rodgers was, when did he take over? 2008, 2009?
Yeah. Okay. So he was like his third year starting, I think. And what's funny is the game before we lost to the Bears.
That's the Bears rested their starters, right? Because they won the division. Is that 2010 or 2012? I get these 2 years mixed up. The Bears.
2010.
Yeah, they rested their starters. The Packers beat them and then got in the playoffs and went to the Super Bowl and won.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the Bears to thank for that.
Well, that conference championship was a really close game.
It was.
A really good game, too.
It was. But anyway, getting back to our question, who will be the next Wisconsin sports team to win a championship? You've got the Packers, you got the Brewers, you got the Bucks, all pretty much playoff teams the last few years. You've also got Wisconsin, who is down a bit. We'll go college too. Men's basketball, men's football, women's basketball, women's volleyball. What did you tell me before about the women's volleyball team? Because people are crazy about this team.
They're always really good. It's just they can't.
Can't get over the hump.
Yes. They get into the playoffs, you know, and or not on that run, and they just can't do it.
Right.
And so to answer your question, I will honestly say I think the Packers will be the next ones.
Okay.
And it's not going to be this year, but a couple years down the line.
Not with that attitude. The women's volleyball team, that's how I am every day. I just can't get over the hump. When I do the New York Times connections, that is the most irritating puzzle ever. Do you do that?
Yeah.
It's horror. I hate it. And you know what? I'm going to read. This is the clue. I know I'm getting off on a tangent here. Bear with me. This was the clue yesterday, and I just give up sometimes. Sometimes I get it. Sometimes I give up. That's the only puzzle I don't get regularly every day. Like I do the mini. I do Wordle. I love strands. But this... Here it is. This was the clue that drove me crazy. All right. It was the purple category. Synonyms for rear end minus the last letter. That's just mailing it in. It's so lame. And that's what drives me crazy about connections. And for some reason, I can't get yellow. I usually start with blue or purple, and I do it with my daughter, and she gets all the other ones. I hate it. I hate connections. So anyway. That's how I drew a parallel between me and the Badgers women's volleyball team. All right. Very basic question. Who will be the next Wisconsin team to win a championship? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app. Message us on the stream. We are here for you, folks. We want to make you feel good tonight. Let's have a great night. Let's connect. Let's bond over the things we love to talk about. Tim Dennis coming up at 6:35. Mike Kalth from Comedy Sports in Milwaukee coming up at 7:35. Chime in with your answer to our question of the night, and we will be right back with Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The 2024 election was certified January 6th by Congress with no objections, accusations of fraud, or violent mobs. Why was it, well, blissfully boring? Vice President Kamala Harris handed each state's electoral college letters of certification to tellers, who then read them out loud. When complete, the total was announced and Trump was declared the winner. The whole process took less than 30 minutes. What changed? The Electoral Count Reform Act was implemented, making it harder for Congress to derail certification. Election rules were tightened in many states, but in battleground Michigan, where voter access was dramatically expanded, Trump won. After losing in 2020, he claimed widespread voter fraud in Detroit. Hand-counting activists have also been curiously silent. Were the voting machines different this time? Electronic ballot tabulators, the target of conspiracy theories and multi-million dollar lawsuits, are still on the job and recognized as far more accurate and less costly than hand-counting. What about the legions of undocumented immigrants Trump claimed last October would vote illegally? There was no widespread evidence of non-citizen voting in this or any other U.S. election. Other than no criminal conspiracy to overthrow the results, not much did change. Our 2024 election was secured by many of the same heroic election officials doing the blissfully boring work of democracy. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. What will be your next Wisconsin championship team? The last championship team we had was the Bucks, right? About 5 years ago?
Yep.
Okay. And the men's team football for the Badgers seemed pretty far away from anything like that. Basketball team is respectable this year. Women's volleyball is always respectable, but as you said, Conrad, they can't get over the hump. I don't know about hockey. My son just went to a hockey game, a Badger hockey game. He's a UW grad, with his friends at Wrigley Field last weekend. And he said it was a blast. We're both kind of the same about hockey. I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I've never been to an actual hockey game. And everybody I know, even those who aren't hockey fans, say you have to go to a live hockey game. They're an absolute blast.
Oh, yeah. I've been to a couple. They're so much fun.
Why? Just because it's fast-paced and the crowd is great?
You never know if you're going to see a fight.
That's what I heard. Oh, the fight. Well, go to a fight then.
No, just kidding. You know, it's a lot of fun. Just seeing the competitive nature out there and how hard they work out there with, you know, skating and everything that they do in that sport.
Yeah. That is our question of the night. Who will be the next Wisconsin team to win a championship? Let us know at 855-752-4842. You can even say who you want it to be. It doesn't have to be who you'll think. It can be who do you want to win a championship? Do you want it to be the Packers? Do you want them to surprise people this year and go far? I think you're right. I think they seem the closest, but we shall see. But let us know. You can also text us on the app. It is so easy to message Nightlight on the app. You just click the little icon and you're off to the races if you're using the app, or let us know via what I like to call the telephone at 855-752-4842. You brought up this Kate Beckinsale and Matt Rife. Matt Rife is a polarizing comedian because he's like a big time womanizer. A lot of people think he's very disrespectful to women. I don't know anything about him except that I understand he had a lot of plastic surgery.
Did he?
Supposedly. He got his teeth fixed, then he hired a trainer, and everybody. So many people, whether they're comedians or actors, whatever, they become famous, and then all of a sudden they have to look like a superhero. It's like, but you got famous with the look you had. I don't think a comedian has to look buff. I think it almost works against you. But there was a report, and you said this, and I just read the headline. Kate Beckinsale and Matt Rife made out at a Golden Globes party. First of all, how is that a story? Okay, two people kissed. But then it was debunked, right?
Yeah, and one of Kate Beckinsale's reps said, nope, they did not make out.
Which they still might have. But she just doesn't want to admit it, right?
I just don't get how it's a story. And I've seen it on multiple headlines on over a couple different websites. I'm like, why is this a headline?
It's a weird... they always report on people who are dating. So-and-so and so-and-so are dating. Tom Holland and Zendaya got engaged. Okay, that's kind of news in the showbiz world, but two people kissing at a party, I don't get it. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Conrad, was the show The Peacemaker.
Yeah.
My son Joe and I, he asked me if I would watch the show with him, and he always gives me a hard time saying he always watches my shows, but I always downplay his shows or I think of an excuse where I can't, which is not fair. I think, if anything, I watch more of his shows. But be that as it may,
okay.
I agreed to watch The Peacemaker, John Cena, and I cannot believe, he's a superhero called The Peacemaker. We got to episode 3. He wasn't doing any superheroing. He was making no peace. He was making jokes about his junk and women and his white supremacist dad. It's a really weird show.
Yeah, it is.
What did you think of it? I mean,
Basically, it's the same thing. It's, you know, I watched 2 episodes and I was like, I don't really think I'll get into this that much.
Yeah, it was really, really odd. I will say, I athletes don't typically make really good actors. You used to kind of see it like in the 70s, like Jim Brown was in some movies and Dick Butkus was in some movies. But like lately, it only seems like the wrestlers, like David Bautista, Dwayne Johnson, and now John Cena. And John Cena is likable. You know, he obviously has a sense of humor, but man, they're not really like actors. They're just guys being in shows saying crazy crap. I don't get it. I cannot recommend The Peacemaker.
I really like Dave Bautista.
I do too.
I think he's a great actor.
I think he's really likable. I don't know if he's a great actor. I enjoy him though. He's a likable guy.
Yeah, he is.
Definitely, I would say that. On the text line, Steve from Florida, he's in the 920, checks in and says, I have always been very optimistic moving into the new year when the Packers are in the playoffs. My prediction for 2025, the Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl. Conrad, your dad is saying the exact opposite of what you were saying.
He's very optimistic.
I would say so. He says the Milwaukee Bucks win. I see where this is going. The Milwaukee Bucks win the national championship, and the Milwaukee Brewers win the World Series. Wouldn't that be amazing? It would, Steve, and damn near, not impossible, but highly improbable. But yeah. Man, I don't think Wisconsin would ever recover from that. That's crazy. thank you, Steve, for the text. I always like Steve's text. From the 262, Tim in Wales says, UW-Madison women's hockey next championship. What do you know about that, K-Man? We talked about women's volleyball. Is their hockey team really good? I know they've been good in the past. I haven't really looked into it much this year, though.
Yeah, I always think the Badgers have a really decent hockey team every year. And I haven't looked too much into either of their teams this year, to be honest. But if the women's win the next, that would be really cool.
That would be fantastic. It's also Robert Duvall's birthday. And I want to find a clip from Robert Duvall's career because, you know, most of you probably know him in The Godfather. He was in two of The Godfathers, 1 and 2. And he played Tom Hagen, their lawyer and kind of sort of adopted brother. But he was in a film called The Great Santini. And I have to send you this clip, Conrad. It's so great. It was a movie I watched several times in the 80s. And I think I read the book, too, where he plays like this military dad who is just kind of nuts and hyper intense. So I don't know. Is Robert Duvall enough to make a question of the night? Like, I know people know who he is, but I wonder if they know. It's not like Nicolas Cage where he's in every movie that comes out. So I don't know if he's question of the night worthy, but an amazing actor who turns, what is he today? He's like 95. Yeah, 95. Incredible. Okay. So when we come back, we are going to talk about The Darkness on the Edge of Town, for lack of a better cliche. Podcaster extraordinaire Tim Dennis joins us next here on Nightlight. It's Pete Schwabba. I am on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's great to have you with me.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. There will be a statewide primary next month for the state superintendent position. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
Three people are running, including current superintendent Jill Underley. Vying to unseat her are Jeff Wright, superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant in Milwaukee. Both Wright and Kinzer gathered the 2,000 signatures necessary to be on the ballot for the primary in February and submitted their paperwork to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wright has the endorsement of the largest teachers union in the state.
It's very unusual for the teachers union and for administrators associations to take on an incumbent, but I think it's a real statement about the change that they feel is needed to make sure our schools are heading in the right direction.
The state superintendent leads the Department of Public Instruction, which oversees Wisconsin's 2,200 public schools. The department has about 600 employees.
The primary will be held on February 18th. The spring election is on April 1st. The city of La Crosse will once again take up the possibility of creating a city administrator position, citing the setups in other Wisconsin cities such as Kenosha, West Allis, and Sheboygan, which have a city administrator and mayor. The city administrator for La Crosse would split the current duties that are done by the mayor. The salary range for the position checks in at just under $200,000. A city council work group will discuss the position tomorrow before the full city council takes up the proposal at Thursday's regular city council meeting. As of Monday, two candidates have filed all of their paperwork to appear on the ballot for the race for La Crosse mayor. Shondell Washington Spivey and Vicky Markison have everything turned in. Three other candidates, Ellie McLoon, Chris Stone, and Christine Kahlo, have until 5 p.m. to file all of their paperwork to appear on the ballot. Current Mayor Mitch Reynolds is not running. There will also be a primary on February 18th for City Council District 7, currently held by Matt Keel, who faces challenges from Gary Podesky and John Ryman.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono was the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Decreasing clouds tonight, another chilly night with lows around 6 above. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs only in the upper teens, and then a bit milder on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, high temperatures right around 25. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will be my guest. Meta ends fact-checking, and is a NATO ally really a NATO ally if our president-elect threatens them with force? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Get up all.
Tim, in the 262 says they have USA Olympians on the team. I assume he's talking about women's hockey at Madison, UW-Madison. Tim might be right. I didn't know. I kind of keep my eye on various college sports, but I don't watch a ton of sports in college. And I can't, I have trouble getting into like some of the other peripheral sports too. Like I don't really even have time to watch. Like if the Badgers were in a bowl game, I would check it out. I would watch part of the game on a weekend, but I don't really, I don't know. I don't really follow it that profusely. So I want to know, that's why kind of this is our question of the night. And I know that most of my friends, certainly in real life, are Packer fans. So they seem kind of down. But I also feel like if you make the playoffs, you're in. And we have good other teams here, like the Bucks have a winning record. The Brewers have been right there recently. So let me know, what do you think? What is the next Wisconsin team that will win a championship? Could be pro or college. Whatever you're feeling, let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And you can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching on Twitter or X, Facebook, YouTube, wherever. It's great to have you with us. Mike Kalth will be here at 7:35 to talk comedy sports. They have a new season coming up after now that we're in the new year. Mike is a head coach at Comedy Sports. If you haven't checked out Comedy Sports, it's really fun live entertainment there in Milwaukee. And they travel, too. So how are we doing, Conrad?
Just getting Tim on the phone. He'll be here.
Oh, he's on the phone? Oh, I thought he was on the stream. Okay. Our guest, Tim Dennis, we're getting him lined up. We're going to talk about some of the cool mysteries. I've recently gotten into some shows, and we talked about this with Todd Michaels a couple weeks ago, Unsolved Mysteries. And Bob Dennis was supposed to be on the show tonight. We were going to have some urban legend talk and some mob talk, which I always like to do, but he had a family situation, so he referred us to Tim Dennis, who we are getting lined up here to be on the show in just a few minutes. So fun show in Madison last night. It was so great having Katie Scullin on the show in the studio. Love her music. And we have great shows. Tim Cavanaugh will be here tomorrow night at 7:35. Tim has been on the show before, live in the studio. Tim has been a regular on the Bob and Tom show for years. TV's Mike Siegel will be here as well tomorrow night in the second hour. So that should be fun. Coming up at 7:35 tonight, we have Mike Kalth, who will be here. And he, as I just mentioned, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So I almost put out the question. I almost wanted to ask the question what people thought of Craig T. Nelson's performance of the national anthem. So feel free to text that in too, folks. I thought for an 80-year-old guy, you know, he did well. He carried the tune. But I can't tell if my friends, just because they're huge Packer fans, thought he was amazing. Because I thought it was fine. I thought it was just cool that he did it. It was. I wasn't expecting Pavarotti. You know what I mean? But it was really cool. We got to get someone on the show to talk about that movie, Conrad.
Craig T. Nelson.
Let's get Craig T. Nelson. Maybe he will sing his way through the interview.
There we go.
That would be a lot of fun.
He could sing the intro for the show.
For Nightlight. Whatever gets you through the night. All right. Very exciting. I'm going to welcome our next guest to the show. This is the first time Tim has been on the show. And we will find out if he's related to Bob, but Tim hosts the Darkness podcast, Darkness Radio podcast. Am I getting that right, Conrad? I feel like I don't want to mess up Tim's intro when we just met. Darkness Radio podcast. He is the leader in paranormal podcasting. His podcast has gotten really high marks, and he's been at it for a long time, and it is my pleasure to welcome Tim to Nightlight. Tim, how are you?
Doing good, Pete. How are you?
Doing very well. Listen, I appreciate you filling in last minute. This is so great to meet you, even under these circumstances. I think I find it fascinating what you do. I have to ask you, is there a relation to Bob Dennis?
There absolutely is a relation to Bob. Bob is my uncle, and he'll even tell you so. He wears a T-shirt, I think, that even says it.
Oh, he must be proud then. That's so great. That must make you feel special.
You know what? Actually, Pete, and I don't mean to interrupt, but Bob was actually my inspiration to get into the business. I'm a second-generation broadcaster.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
And he does, you know, Bob does more like mob stuff, but he's got urban legends too. I've never really had an opportunity to talk about Bob with urban legends, but I find them fascinating. And I'm going to, before we go into this, I'm just going to be honest up front. I don't know what I believe, Tim. And I don't know what you believe, but I like talking about this stuff because I find it interesting either way. So welcome to the show. It's great to meet you. And let's jump right in.
Sure.
Regarding what would you say on your pod? Tell us a little bit, first of all, about Darkness Radio and what you cover and how people can find the podcast.
Darkness Radio covers everything from ghosts to UFOs, aliens, cryptids, anything strange and supernatural. We publish three times a week, so Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Now, Tuesdays, we do cover true crime, so I do venture into my uncle's realm a little bit.
Okay.
And we also do a feature which brings a little bit of the funny as well. I've got a little bit of my sense, uncle's sense of humor.
Okay.
We do a feature called Dumb Crime, Stupid Criminals on Tuesday as well, which is kind of like dessert on top of the meal on True Crime Tuesday. Because, you know, true crime can leave a little bit of a ick in the little bit of your palate there. So
yeah.
we do give you a little bit of dessert there as well. And then on Wednesdays, we do a segment called Supernatural News, which brings you news from all around the globe about anything that's supernatural, anything from ghosts, aliens, cryptids, whatever it may be, strange and supernatural. And then on Thursday, we focus on an interview with anyone who could be an experiencer. I hate to use the word expert here, Pete, someone, because no one's an expert in this field, let's face it.
Right.
But someone who's experienced in the field, someone who's a leader in the field, someone who you may have seen on television or in movies. Having done this now for 19 years, January 1st was our 19th anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
We've had just about any and everybody on the show. So anyone you can name, we've had them on the show. So Thursdays really does get to be a bit of a treat as we get to talk to just about anybody on the show. You can come up with anyone on that Thursday podcast. So.
When you say, Tim, cryptid, what does that mean? You use that phrase a couple times. I'm a novice. Like I said, I don't know what I believe. But to those listening, when you just say we have cryptids on, what does that mean?
Cryptid is short for cryptozoology. So it could be okay. Sasquatch, it could be Loch Ness Monster, Ogopogo, Chupacabra, the Mothman, any type of creature that's outside the realm of what's known in zoology. So
interesting.
Anything that... It has a genome, but it doesn't have a genome. So, something that's yet to have been officially discovered.
Very good. So why don't we do this? Because you cover a lot of topics, all of which I find interesting. Let's start with how you got into this. On your website, it says you had your first paranormal experience as a youngster. What was that?
Yes. Well, this would be interesting because it was with Bob's grandfather, my great grandfather. I was actually, which I don't know how people will take this, but you know, a lot of us sometimes have experiences where we may think we're in a dream state or we're out of body. Now, when I was young, I believe I was out of body. I think I was on the ceiling of my great grandfather's grandfather's hospital bed. And essentially what had happened was I'd went to sleep that night. And I had what I thought was a dream, and it wasn't a dream at all, where I was floating on the ceiling of his hospital bed. And on one side of his hospital bed, I saw my grandmother, Bob's mother, and his aunt, my great aunt, on the other side of his grandpa's hospital bed. And they each had one of his hands, and they were saying that it was okay to go and that he had suffered enough, and they both loved him very much. And you know, a lot of the same cliched stuff you may see, but it was scaring me to see that he was going, that he was dying.
Hmm.
And
how old were
I
you?
I thought, I was maybe 8 or 9, I think, at the time. I block a lot of this stuff out because it was so scary at the time, to be honest with you, Pete.
Sure.
But I wasn't quite 10 yet. I know that much. I'm looking down from the ceiling at this, and I'm thinking, am I causing this? Is me being here causing this, and should I get out of here? And how do I get out of here? Because I know I'm way up high, and I'm afraid of heights. So I was, I just I just knew I got to get out of here. Something's going to happen. Well, it's at this point I see him exhale and take what I think is his last breath. And I'm scared. So I'm like, I got to get out of here. Well, at that point, I shoot out. I feel this like sensation like I'm shooting out of there or like I'm leaving quickly. And I wake up. So I think, oh, my gosh, it's a bad dream. It's a bad dream. I have to tell my parents. I run into their room and I jump in between the two of them. And I shake them both. And I'm like, I had a bad dream. Grandpa died. And my dad kind of looks at me and I've got tears streaming down my face. And he goes, oh, no, honey, Grandpa's sick. He's in the hospital, but he didn't die. And about 5 to 10 minutes after I'm explaining what happened in this dream, my dad had a kind of embarrassing, but he had a princess phone right next to the bed because he was in computers and IT at that time. And he was on call. He was a project manager. Well, the phone rings. And sure enough, it's my grandmother who took call to tell him that Grandpa had passed away. And she's explaining it to him exactly as I had told them. And I started bawling and I'm saying, oh my God, I killed Grandpa. And he's like, no. And he's like, ch-ch-ch-ch. You know, he's trying to hush me as he's trying to get the details. Meanwhile, my mom's celebrating it and going, oh, my baby has ESP. And I'm like, oh God. And I'm bawling and I'm I've got this guilt. And my dad's like, go pour yourself a bowl of cereal and watch TV. You know, he's in complete denial wanting to hear the story. My mom's having a parade about the thing. And here I am in complete shambles.
Wow. So, yeah, that's interesting.
That's how it all starts.
So my guest is Tim Dennis. He is the host of the Darkness Radio podcast, a very, very popular podcast. I saw on Apple, Tim, you had a 4.7 rating out of over 3,000 listeners, which is phenomenal. So, but how do you know in that situation, you know, you're a kid, and I guess you could say, most people would say, oh, you're having a dream or some type of, you know, you're projecting your own worry or something like that. What do you think of that? We've got about a minute before we have to take a quick break, but what do you think about that? How do you know what you saw, or do you know what you saw is real?
I didn't, but you know what's wonderful is since then, Pete, there's been a wonderful show called Psychic Kids with a good friend of ours, Chip Coffey, who's a psychic, who's and Chris Fleming, both who have worked with kids since then. And they know now what it is they've seen and whether it's real or whether it's not. And I wish I would have had that resource when I was a kid. But I don't. I didn't. I had no idea.
That's incredible. Tim, all right, you said you and your co-hosts take listeners to the edges of every town where there are always mysteries. Are there mysteries on the edge of every town? Why don't you set that up, and after the quick break, we'll come back and get into that.
Absolutely. Whether it be a haunting that's a town haunting that everyone's talked about, whether it be that strange creature that everyone's talked about that may be lurking in that swamp, whether it be strange lights in the sky, such as the drones that are out there right now. There's something that's on the edge of every town. And we'll talk about it when we come back.
That's great. Yeah, I want to talk about that. You also have, you say Jimmy Carter had a UFO sighting in 1969. So I'm going to ask you about that too. Fun stuff to discuss. Tim Dennis is here. He is the host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joining us here on short notice. Really appreciate it, Tim. Great to have you. And we will have more with Tim after a very short break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. Izervay
or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back. We're trying to give Tuesday a feel here, folks. It's great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in Wisconsin tonight. Thank you for being with us here at Nightlight. Mike Kalth will be coming along at 7:35 to talk comedy sports in Milwaukee. Mike is always fun to talk to. He's a great guest and has got his finger on the pulse of comedy in Milwaukee and our state. Right now we are talking with a very popular podcast host named Tim Dennis. He hosts the Darkness Radio podcast, and he joins us on the phone tonight. We're talking about urban legends and the paranormal and aliens. And Tim, you've got so much you cover on your podcast. How do you what do you get most excited to talk about? You say you have aliens, monsters, mysteries, myths, legends, and you have all these eyewitnesses and experts. What's your favorite thing to talk about when it comes to the paranormal or the mysterious?
You know, it's a toss up for me right now, Pete, because right now the whole drone alien thing for me is kind of exciting because I do have one or two contacts. I can't say who they are, but they work within the government. So every once in a while I get fed a little bit of information as far and they're a little deep within the Defense Department and intelligence. So they do let me know exactly at times what's not on the up and up and what is on the up and up as far as a lot of this stuff that's coming out as far as disclosure goes and what's real, what's not, right?
Okay.
So it's interesting to see what people bite on when it comes out and what people should lay off of. And then the other thing that really kind of trips my trigger, so to speak, is the stuff on Sasquatch and Bigfoot and exactly how they tie in now. And there's a new phenomenon about how every time someone sees a Sasquatch, they see an alien ship or a UFO from up above. And whether there's two different camps, I don't know if you know this or not, Pete, but there's two different camps as far as the Sasquatch phenomenon goes. There's the aper camp that believes that Sasquatch is a mammal that lives out in the wild and stays in caves, and they're out there 24/7, and they're part of our Earth. And then there's another that might be more of a woo-woo camp that believes that Sasquatch actually lives between dimensions, and that would be the one that believes that maybe an alien, you know, tracks Sasquatch and shows up at the same spot that Sasquatch does. and that this is actually an intelligent extraterrestrial creature that might hop dimensions. That's why you never see bones when they die.
Huh.
This is why they don't have caves that they live in, per se. This is why you might see a little bit of like a bent, twisted twig structure that they may leave out in the woods. But they don't really leave a lot of signs around that they've been around.
Hmm. Do you believe in Sasquatches, Tim?
You know, I've spent a lot of time out in the woods. It's a dentist thing. When you're growing up as a dentist, you end up going hunting, right? So I've been out in the woods a lot, Pete, and I've never seen one.
Right.
So it's hard for me to say, oh, yeah, I've been around them a lot. I've never, ever seen one, Pete. So I'm pretty skeptical when it comes to Bigfoot and Sasquatch. I can't say I believe in them, but it's sure the possibility is there that they may exist.
Let me ask you this, Tim. Okay, so of all the things that you cover on your podcast, and it's such a great array of topics, like I said, it's monsters and aliens, myths and legends. Of all those topics, what do you believe in, or what are you inclined to believe in the most? And what do you believe in, or are you most skeptical of all those topics?
I would say the thing I would probably most believe in, believe it or not, would be a spirit or a ghost. You know, okay. They talk about the theory of you know, energy neither being created or and not being destroyed. I shouldn't say neither created or destroyed, but not being destroyed as we die, right? That energy can be transferred, but it can't be destroyed. It's out there forever. I would think that somehow our spirit, our human souls aren't destroyed. It has to survive in some form, whether it be reincarnated or whether we go on to an afterlife and where we go on to a reward. You look at the evidence for reincarnation alone, it's astounding. It's overwhelming, which we don't have enough time in this segment to go over. But, you know, it's mind-blowing, the evidence for an afterlife. And
yeah.
how someone could sit there and say, nope, we just get thrown in the ground and that's it, and we're done. I don't know how you can remain a cynic. I really don't. When you sit and really study every single religion on earth, what they believe in, and the experiences people have had with near-death experiences and everything having to do with the supernatural, I don't know how you can remain a cynic. So that's the one I would believe in the most.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think, not to interrupt you, but like, I think, like what you said with religious people, if you believe in angels, well, you kind of have to believe in ghosts because that's kind of what they are.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I do either way. I'm always gathering information and I find it interesting to talk about. But continue with your point.
Well, the thing I probably least believe in, you know, I got to go with aliens. I really do. And I'll tell you why. And I've said this on the show many times, and I get people who come back at me, people who have actually gone through alien abductions, who fight me tooth and nail on this, Pete, and people who have had real experiences with real lights in the sky, who have seen craft, who tell me there's no way that these are government vehicles. But I still contend, Pete, 95% or more of what you see in the sky is a government vehicle. It's a planet. It's something that,
yeah,
you know, that you're mistaking for what you may think is an alien vehicle.
Tim, let's pick it up there. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to talk about Jimmy Carter's alien or UFO sighting and the drones and a mystery fog, all kinds of fun stuff coming up with Tim Dennis. He is a famous podcast host of the Darkness Radio podcast. We'll have more with Tim in a few minutes after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Earl Ingram.
Dangerous levels of lead have been found in some commercial baby foods. On the next show, we'll talk about how to protect your family with the campaign for lead-free water and flat.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A wind-driven wildfire exploded in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles. Megan Garman and her daughter had to run for their lives.
The smoke just got really bad, so I just started packing up all of our stuff, and we got in the car to go. And then all the cars were abandoned, so I had nowhere to go. So I just had to get out of my car and start walking. The smoke is so bad. I have no idea where we're going.
Governor Gavin Newsom said many structures have burned. Fire officials not providing an exact number. Oregon unveiled wildfire hazard maps. People living in those areas will face stricter building codes and mandates to reduce vegetation on their properties. It stems from last year's record-breaking wildfire season in Oregon. President-elect Trump said he would not rule out the use of military force to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland, declaring U.S. control of both is vital to American national security. This is ABC News.